Hi everyone, I'm Luma.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends.
Yay. We
My
have
new
to, it's like we have to figure out a different way to like, because it's always the same. It's always
I was
like,
gonna say, my new routine is like I say and then I like bang on the table. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like it's actually like a reflex. It doesn't make any sense. You also like can't hear it. It's never picked up by the microphone. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
And then I just like unenthusiastically say
You're like,
yay,
woo.
but I really am excited. Yeah, we can work on
It's the habits of it all. It's the routine.
that.
Okay. Anyway, welcome. I'm kind of disoriented because I thought we were recording an hour later for some reason, but now I'm just on like so much caffeine because I was like, let's get ready to go. So now I'm like super in it, locked in. How are you, Jude?
I'm just sipping tea and vibing. Like I'm like I don't feel like under like energized, but I just feel kind of peaceful and steady. So maybe
That's
I can
good.
calm you down, or you
Okay.
energize me up, and we'll just meet
I'm like
somewhere in
role
the
reversal.
middle.
Okay.
Episode 12, by the way. Well, that's kind of crazy. Okay, yeah,
Congrats.
Kylo.
Sorry, I have to like keep it pushing. Well, now we've officially passed our 1 year, right? We talked about that on the last episode.
Yeah,
Congrats. If
congrats.
you've been listening for a year straight,
Wow,
I'm like,
we love you.
damn, we love you. Write our memoirs for us at this point. Like, this is insane. Like 1 year anniversary of oversharing to the max. I can't even like remember what episodes we've done or what we've talked about.
Actually, people have been like asking me about like my favorite episodes, and I like went with some of my DIS friends, and like I was like scrolling through to recommend episodes that they would listen to, and I was like, oh my God, like we talked to an Ivy League drug dealer, you know, and like we talked to Courtney Brooks from like SoulSet. Like we've had such cool conversations between you and I, and also
I
with cool
know.
people. It's just so fun.
It's so funny. And I like always like for some reason Rufus to me, I'm like Rufus and E. Jean are like
Yeah.
crazy. I'm like shout out. But I think it's because they were in such like summer blur. Like that was the context. Like I was like in a different location every week when we had both of them. I was just like couch hopping basically. So it was so confusing to be like we did these kind of intense like high profile guest episodes, and I was like, didn't have a living room. It's like very weird to think about.
We also
But
were
I'm
like
like,
recording those episodes like multiple times a week, you know, because like we had such different schedules. So we would be like, it was a hectic summer.
we did like 6 episodes in 2 weeks, I think.
Crazy.
Once I'm like, Jesus, I wonder if that's like shows through to listeners.
It
Like, I don't
must.
know.
We
It
must sound,
must that
we
like
must
we went
actually sound
insane
insane.
for like 2 months worth of episodes. I'm like, it's because they were all recorded in one fucking day. Okay.
Right.
Yay. Let's do Hilo Buffalo.
I think
I
you start.
like let's
I
figure
start.
it out
I
again.
start. I start.
You start because I have the topic this
Yeah.
week. Okay. Jude, what's your
Okay.
high?
My high is so simple but so fun. So yesterday, my podcast class got canceled. I'm taking a podcast class, by the way. Woo.
Flex.
But we all had to show up to class anyway for some. It was so stupid. It was honestly pissed me off. But this kid mentioned, he was like, oh, well, because class got canceled, I'm going to go to this free parkour gym. And I said, what? And so I then went with this kid who I'm like not really friends with, but like I became friends with last night to a free parkour gym. And I did parkour, guys. And I felt so cool. I felt like Dwight Schrute and Michael Scott in the office jumping around boxes.
Like that's your definition of cool. I felt like Michael Scott. No, I'm like, this is like dream come true for
Oh
you.
yeah, it was, and because all these like parkour gyms are like $20 or $30 a visit, you know, and that's crazy. But because Copenhagen cares about its community, part of their like community centers is parkour gyms, which is so
I'm
cool.
like, socialism, let's
Yeah,
go. It's really
a
insane.
welfare state gives kids parkour. Wow.
Oh my
boxes
God.
to jump on. Wow. What an investment. No, it's so fun. But yeah, that's kind of it. I was trying to do a backflip off of like you like swing on a bar and then go into a backflip, but I got too scared, so I have to work up to that one.
Okay. Well, I'm like, that's exciting.
Yeah, something to challenge myself. I don't know.
Yeah. It reminds me of you talking about the, like, this is so long ago at this point. This is crazy. But you were talking about whether or not you were going to get like the rock climbing membership in Copenhagen.
I told you I never
Yeah.
got it.
You were like, I'm never going to do it. But I'm like, this is a great surprise now.
Yeah,
I'm like,
free.
it's all for a reason. Yeah, everything happens for a reason. Now you get this free parkour thing.
I
Awesome.
love it. I love it.
Okay, that's such a good high. My high, I think, is very layered, but I'll keep it simple for time's sake, which is that my friend Ella was visiting.
Shout
Like, shout out Ella. I wonder if she can hear the banging on the table. Yeah, I don't know. Like, best weekend ever. It was just so fun. And it's really crazy being here and like having been thinking so much about the fact that I am like a junior in college studying abroad in Amsterdam, and then I'm like being visited by my friend who I've known since I was five is
Yeah.
like really, really insane. And I think I'm sure I've talked with on the pod before, but that last spring I was here with Marina, who was like our other little trio. Shout out
Visiting
trio.
her.
Shout out Marina. Yes, visiting Marina.
Shout out Marina.
Shout out Marina. So I think
She
we're like,
deserves just as much.
no, I know. We're like screaming and all of it's just gonna come as like feedback, like white noise. But I don't know. So I've just been having a lot of like full circle kind of gratitude moments. And yeah, besides the fact of just like getting to spend time with her was very fun. I'm also just like feeling internally very like recentered, kind of. I don't know. That's it. That's my high.
My throwback for you is remember when we were talking when you visited Marina about how you were like, this is my place. Like,
Yeah.
this is how I like living life. Like, it's slower and it's just my vibe. Like,
Yeah.
and now you're living that vibe. Is it the same? Like, does it fulfill all those expectations you had?
It's really interesting. I think that's exactly why I mean I'm having the grateful things because I'm like we're experiencing so much like gratitude because I've kind of it fulfills all those things that I was like, I love this city. I like feel so comfortable here, but I've like adapted to it. I've been living here since August.
Yeah.
And so there's a level of like just kind of forgetting to be grateful, like forgetting to like zoom out and like look at where I am and like that I was like thinking about wanting to be in this place for so long and then like actually being here. It's kind of like a reminder. I think that was a big part of like, I don't know, when anytime you're like with a childhood friend, you have this crazy ability to zoom out on your life. And it was just very like, I don't know, made me very thankful. I was like, whoa, can't believe this is reality. And yeah, it was interesting too because I was showing her like where Marina and I stayed and like this is was our favorite place for brunch and like all of this stuff. And it like internally brought me back so quickly to like, oh my God, I visited this for the first time. I was so excited. I can't believe now I've lived here. Like now I can be like one of those people who's like, my Roman Empire is I studied abroad for fucking 4 months when I was 20 years old. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like it's really exciting. And like, I can't believe it. I'm still in shock that it's here and it's happening.
I've been reflecting on this a bit, and I actually want to talk to you about this off pod too. But like, I think there is a lot of stigma behind like reflecting on trips and travel after you like come back from it for like a week. Like people always are like, oh, how was your vacation? Or like, tell me about this trip. But then like you don't really get to talk about it or think about it after that, unless you're like visiting again or you're looking at photos. And I don't know, it's probably cool to like, I'm just thinking about like you saying you get to like kind of relive the experience that you went with Marina to like by showing it to Ella. Like it's kind of a cool experience to like relive ex like places, even if you're
Yeah.
living in that place in a different manner.
Yeah. And it makes, yeah, I'm gonna bookmark that. Because it's
Okay.
going into the Buffalo.
Okay.
Okay, great. Good job. Thank you for the
Low.
segue. Okay, yes. What's your low?
Milo's more of a purge, but I also want to hear your opinion on it. And I'm honestly like very, I may put this as like the Spotify poll. So if you're listening on Spotify, like go vote, because I'm actually really curious to hear if my take is like wrong slash hot. But
also, sorry, yeah. Quick interjection before you purge. I've also been doing the polls more on Instagram and people are loving them and they're active. So also at the Just Friends Pod. Thank you.
Go
okay.
Vote.
Yeah. Okay. Now okay. Purge.
But here's my take. Like, I was in London last week for a class field trip that was like a week long. So cool. And we went to see The Six, which is like a musical of like the six wives of Henry VIII. And it's like in a pop star like format. Okay, sorry. Let me just cut to the chase. It was a shitty fucking musical. Like, bad.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Like, I would not. If I went, like, I would not go again, even though I got tickets for free. You know? Like, I really disliked it. But everyone gave it a standing ovation. And that's my, I'm so done. I just feel like it's way overused, the standing ovation. Like,
interesting.
Like, applaud. Yeah, sure. Okay. But even applauding, like, you should applaud when you like something, not when you feel like required to applaud. But I get it. Like, especially for performing arts, like the effort they put in, et cetera. Like, I totally respect applauding. Standing up out of your seat to applaud for a bad piece of theater is just crazy to me. It sends the wrong signal. And the real theater that deserves it, it should mean something. And I don't get it, because then I feel bad when everyone around me is standing up and I can't see the stage and I'm like, oh, fuck, I look like an asshole. I got
to
stand up.
Yeah, now you have to
so
stand.
Then I stand up and I applaud. But like, it didn't deserve a standing ovation. And like, that might just be my experience, but I talked to other people around me and they also didn't think it deserved a standing ovation. So
okay.
Like, it's just like, why are we like making that like the expectation when like really good theater deserves it?
This is super interesting. I'm like, this should become our whole episode. I could talk about this for an hour. Okay, let me try and have succinct thoughts. One, I was going to ask, like, do other people think this is a good show? I don't know anything about it. But, like, you like, does it have high good reviews or anything?
I mean, I don't know if it got good reviews necessarily, but I went with my entire class and many people with me that were there did not enjoy it.
Or, like, that was bad.
I felt more, like, vehement against how bad it was, but like
you had something to say. You were like, I'm gonna talk about this on the pod. I think it's a really interesting argument. I don't think I've ever been in a position where I'm like annoyed about it. Like, I don't ever think I've been like, this is blah blah blah, why are people standing? But I've definitely been like, okay, why are people standing? This wasn't that good. I remember I like, yeah.
If everyone else does, yeah.
Yeah. Because you look horrible.
You do.
You look, and you also like feel horrible. Like, yeah. I was going to say, I'm glad you brought up the effort thing, because I think for me, at least a lot of the times, I'm like, even if I didn't like the show, I'm like, I can't believe you just sang and acted and danced on stage for 3 hours and you do that 8 times a week. I'm like, applause. You did your thing.
Yeah.
But I do think it's weird. And I do think it's actually a good point to be like, it loses its meaning, obviously, if it's like the standard to give every single show a standing ovation. It actually made me think of something. Okay, I went to go see Leith Ross in Amsterdam at the very end of October.
Wait, who is that?
They're like one of my favorite singer-songwriters, but okay. They're kind of new. They were like, blew up on TikTok during COVID times. And I'm very much on my arc of like, I discovered them, even though, okay, I didn't. But I love them so much. And they performed in Amsterdam. I went to go see them. And they were so, they're just a very cute person. They had a very tiny band. But the point that I'm getting at is that when they were doing their last song, the rest of the band left the stage. And then Leith was like, kind of made it a cute little bit. They're like, guys, hear me out. I'm just going to pretend to walk off the stage, because it makes me really tired to run off with my guitar and then run back on 3 seconds later for the encore. So they were like, just pretend that I'm leaving the stage and then I'll walk back on really slowly and do the last song. And it was like, they are fabulous. I was like, of course they're going to get an encore anyway. But you having this like purge really making me think about it, because I'm like, it is standard. For
it
like
is.
A performer of any sort to do an encore, even when I'm like, maybe I don't want to hear another song from you. I'm like, maybe the show's supposed to be over. Leith, I'm not saying that. I'm like, you're a god. I love you. But it was really funny. Like, I was really like, huh, this is interesting.
I like that, like, they, like, were authentic about that and, like, just, like, set it and just, like, set that expectation. But also, like, I'm thinking, like, why don't you just, like, construct the set list so that the encore is the last song?
Yeah.
And, like, there's really an on, like, yeah, it just feels.
Well, that's what I,
yeah,
that's
I
what
know
I mean.
What
it's
you're
like,
saying. Yeah.
Yeah, it could just be like you have a 15 song set instead of like 14 and then an encore and there's a whole bit in between. But I'm like, I think it would be because like fans are whatever condition now to be like, there's going to be an encore after we clap for long enough. It becomes disappointing if Leith had done 15 songs and left the stage and not come back.
And not done it. Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
That was a bad show. But it wasn't. It
Yeah.
might have been a great show. Yeah. So I'm just annoyed at those like false indicators and expectations. I don't know.
Yeah. That's
So
really interesting.
that was
I
my,
don't have
I
an
guess that was
answer,
my,
but
I
no, I'm
guess
like,
that was
that's
my low.
thought-provoking. That's like a buffalo. Like,
Yeah.
the worst part of Jude's week was that he didn't want to stand at the end of this bad musical. I get it. I do get it.
No,
I'm
the
like,
musical was so bad, guys. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
that could be the whole Buffalo dissecting that.
No,
Like,
on
no, I
whenever
can't.
I see like a bad show, I'm always like, oh my God, benefit of the doubt, the actors are trying so hard. Because I'm really like, it's not their fault that they're in
It's
a
not.
bad show.
It's not.
Usually it's not their fault. I'm
No,
like,
I mean,
God, sometimes shows are written so badly and sometimes the music is so bad.
and that's exactly what it was. And the staging
Yeah.
and like the entire production. It was, but the acting was like trying. They were given like not, they weren't given a great. Yeah. Okay. Let's
We
move
should
on.
get the composer on the podcast. Okay.
Just like a berate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. My low is that. Wait, when did we start recording, by the way?
3:20.
Okay, great. Just to make sure. Okay.
Maybe like 3:18, but 3:20.
Okay. My low, and I'm like, don't laugh. My hands in the air. Don't even laugh and don't say anything yet. Is that I got sick again before. Yeah, he's fucking
Sorry, sorry,
laughing.
sorry,
No, I'm
sorry.
like, now I'm laughing too because it's a laughing matter. But I actually, like, guys, I think something's wrong with me. And I know we've talked about this a million times. I'm like, Jude's like, my face is red and his hand is over his mouth. And I'm
Someone
like,
help me.
when you're in it, it's really so depressing. And it's so depressing to be sick so much. And I'm like, okay, Yale, I can be like, I'm overworked. I'm overrun. I'm not treating my body well. I'm getting like 4 hours of sleep, whatever. Here I'm like, you would not believe the amount of vitamins and supplements I take every day. I prioritize my sleep like nothing else. I know I'm not burned out. I'm like, I shouldn't be incapable of like staying healthy. I shouldn't be getting sick once a month. Anyway, now I'm like on such a high because I'm finally feeling better. So I don't know. I guess there's always the other side of it. But I think I need to get fucking blood work done or something. I literally like, I don't know what to do about it.
I'm ready for this. I think the pod should go to the doctor with Lula. I think that'd be so funny.
Jude's like, I'm ready. I sit there like fainting while they draw all my blood, and Jude's like, so this is Lula's low. She's not having a good time right now, but she's gonna be better.
We got new Instagram content, guys.
It's really like, anyway, that's it. I don't have more to say about it except that it sucked.
No, that
I
sucks.
was, yeah, I was really anxious up like leading up toward Ella coming because I was like bedridden like Monday and Tuesday. I was like, didn't have a fever or anything, but I was like, I can't go to my classes. Like, this is disgusting. And I was like, fuck, 2 days to get better. And thankfully, I'm like, she knows me. She knows I'm sick. She could entertain herself if I was really like, I can't rally.
True.
But it was just anxiety inducing
Wait, but
and
did you get better?
depressing. Yeah.
Okay.
I was
Unfortunate.
better like pretty much like by Friday. Thursday was still a little rough, but it was fine.
Not to invalidate your experience, but just how funny would it be if you were like just doing a Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but like for your entire life?
Yeah,
Like,
basically. Literally,
just like
basically.
basically.
Not to invalidate it, but yeah.
But
I'm in the movie.
okay.
Okay,
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
I don't think you're gonna like my buffalo.
I can't wait.
I don't know if I like my buffalo. I don't know if anyone will. But
Like, you're really confident on the bad hot takes this season. Like, these last four
no, I've been
episodes.
saying some unhinged things. It's okay, guys, though. It's okay.
Okay.
So I had a conversation with ChatGPT.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's my buffalo. Like a conversation, not like a written like text, but they
Okay.
have like an audit. You can basically like kind of Siri, imagine Siri, where you can like literally talk to the chatbot, but like have a
Yeah.
conversation with it. And
Okay.
like, I mean, to be honest, it was really, really cool and like really, really helpful. Cause I talk like, I mean, I externalize my inner monologue quite a lot. And
Yeah.
like sometimes I just walk around with AirPods in because I'm like, I don't want to look completely insane talking
Right.
to
You're like,
myself.
I'm on the phone.
Yeah. But having like another like fake artificial voice that like is at least pretending to have a conversation, not even like having a conversation with me, but like I can talk through my ideas with or whatever. And then it can be like, oh, like, and maybe it like will research a di like maybe I need to like know more context about like the six, you know, and then it can like
Okay.
look up information about that awful musical and like tell me about it, right? It's just like kind of like a resource while I'm walking and talking to myself. And it was so eerily similar to Her, the movie, which by the way is a great movie. I
I
highly
still need to
recommend.
see that.
Highly,
I
highly
still need to see
recommend.
it. Okay.
But it's gonna
I'm like,
scare
let's
you.
watch party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah. We
Yeah,
can
I need
watch
to
it
see it.
when I'm in Amsterdam.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Crazy. Babe, announced here. I'm visiting Lulu in Amsterdam.
Who
Oh my God.
knows what's gonna go down?
Crazy
Da da
stuff.
da.
Da-na-na. That's the buffalo. It's kind of eerie to talk to an artificial intelligence, but also pretty wild. And like, I honestly kind of encourage everyone to just try it once. I know not you, Greg. Not you, Greg, but everyone else.
Love you, Greg.
Greg, shout out Greg. but yeah, no, it was definitely eerie and definitely a buffalo. Not a high, not a low, just a, oh, what the hell?
I'm like, good buffalo. I think I'm a little confused on like what it, like you were having a conversation with her. Was it supposed to be a woman?
Yeah, but you can like choose the voice.
Okay. And
Yeah.
can I ask like what sort of things were you saying? Like, I don't understand what the point is, I guess. Like, what are
Yeah,
they
I mean,
responding
I
to?
think you can like, I think it depends on the person. I was like using it in like context of like ideating and like coming up with different ideas. And like, I just sometimes go on creative walks where I usually just like walk without any stimuli and just kind of like think and like kind of play around with ideas. But to have someone to be able to be like, well, can you research like this sector? Or like, can you tell me the definition of this? Or like, what medical devices are used? Or like, tell me more about the neuroscience behind this. Like, it allows me to like kind of have information at the tip of my fingers while kind of still being in my head and like really thinking in a creative way. But like, I could easily have seen someone use it as a friend or therapist or girlfriend or
I was,
boyfriend or
yeah.
anything like that.
And that gets scary, obviously. I've seen ads for it with therapy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, rut-row. I mean,
Rut-row.
whatever. Let's not go into that.
That
But
can be a conversation that we have one time, though.
yeah, I can't wait.
Okay.
Okay, that's good buffalo.
Yeah, that's my buffalo. Okay, I cannot wait.
Okay, we're like squirming. Every time it gets time for one of us to like introduce our topics, we would like throw up and turn off the camera. Okay. Here's what I have to say, Jude. I want to go rogue today
Oh,
on my
please
topic.
go rogue.
And you can say no to my idea
I
because
say yes.
I have like an actual topic as a backup, but I have like,
No, I want to go rogue.
okay,
I
I
don't know what the, but I'm
prefer,
curious.
I know you're gonna be like, fuck.
My
I'd
heart is
prefer
pounding.
like, notice what's going on in your body. Okay, I prefer I would love to do a more similar, no, to do something more adjacent to a ketchup
Oh, love it.
than a
In.
buffalo. Okay, great. I have a topic, but I was like not as excited about it. And I have guiding questions for the ketchup because I have something like bigger on my mind.
Yeah.
And I was just
Wait,
like,
can I just say that, like, I
yeah.
feel like this is totally an acceptable buffalo in the future, too. Like,
Okay, I do too, but I was just like, it's a new form,
yeah, but it's
you
a new
know?
form. Yeah. Experimental.
Okay.
We can see how it goes. And if we're like, oh, fuck this, but I don't
Yes.
care. I'm excited to do this.
Okay, good. I was just more in the mood to like, I have a big topic on my mind and I'm like not getting what I need of talking about it with people. So I was like, let me present this on the podcast.
Let me publicize
Okay.
it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, dude, this is the sort of thing you and I like need to go in circles about. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
All
Okay.
right, I'm excited. As I pour my
Yeah.
tea,
I'm like, this is the
dribble my
worst.
tea.
Okay. My guiding, like, it's not really a question, but I'm like, what I would like for us to focus on is the idea of going back to school. And I'm like, I know. Now you're like, I wish I wasn't excited about
Let's
it.
Go back to the topic.
But let me say, I really want to talk about it, okay? Talk about it because I feel like I'm not supposed to be talking about it, which has really been annoying me. Like, I feel like every time and I'm not saying these people here are annoying me, but every time I talk to my friends here about it, we're all like, oh my God, panic. And we like, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, it's like starting to frustrate me internally. I feel like I'm having like a block that's making it worse than it's actually going to be because I'm just like so averse to it. And I'm like, obviously there's so many paths we can go down in this bucket of a conversation, but I'm just like, whatever, was doing course registration an hour ago.
Yep.
For next semester. Obviously, it was furiously emailing all of the entire academics team at Yale, being like, why is every single class full when only the seniors have registered? And why are there no waitlist options? Why am I enrolled in 0 credits? And somehow my worksheet is also simultaneously over enrolled. So I'm like, whatever. I feel like there are some things obviously to complain about. We love complaining. But I'm also like, there are parts of me and there are aspects of Yale that I'm really excited to go back to. And I think it's like not good for us as people who are abroad to like not be thinking about it or talking about it. I'm like, let's start the conversation.
I support that.
Sorry. I'm like, let me say what it is. We have a month left.
Yeah. Like almost exactly a month.
Yeah.
Till we go back to America, not to Yale. But like,
yes.
I feel like once we're done with abroad, we're kind of back in that mindset. Yeah.
Because it's actually 2 months till Yale, which is long if you think about it that way. Anyway, yeah. I'm like, initial reactions, feelings, thoughts, bodily sensations.
I don't know. I kind of ping pong back and forth. I think it's more fear than dread. Like, I think I've like pretty clearly accepted that I'm going back. And like, I have a lot of things that like, I mean, one of the hardest things about this conversation in my head is like, I remember how much I romanticized going back to Yale every single semester. And then like 2 weeks in, it's still great. And then like at 2 weeks, it's like, oh no. Like then the reality sets in.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know. I can like play that whole game of like, oh, I'm so excited to like do my dinner parties and like so excited to like go back on my runs. And I'm so excited to like be with my friends. And I'm so excited to like eat at Noah. Like I have so many things I'm excited for.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just a lot of those were food related, but nevertheless.
That's funny.
But I know it's going to be hard, you know? And I think my biggest fear, and I'm curious to hear, I'm really scared that I'm going to retreat away rather than delve deep in. Because I think the best way to succeed at Yale is buy in. And like every single time that I'm happiest at Yale, it's when I'm fully bought in and like believe in the whole culture and world that it creates. And I struggle to imagine wanting to buy in again after doing the semester abroad. And I fear that I'm going to retreat more than I have in the past. And I think that makes it harder.
Yeah. I'm like echoed all the same things. I think the point you just made is really interesting. I also think it's going to be my instinct to retreat, like to pull away. And I don't really mean from people. I think I mean like from the culture, like we're saying. Like from the like go, 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 go. I don't know. I feel like I was also saying this last night. I'm like, a lot of the friends I've made here go to school in Connecticut, go to Wesleyan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like actually incredibly thankful for that. One, obviously I get to stay in touch with them, but I'm also like, I think they're gonna like be proof to me that being abroad existed.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I know the way my brain works and I compartmentalize so much that I think I'm like, regardless of what my instincts are, I think once I'm back, I'm going to be like, I'm in it. I'm fully in. I'm like, let me schedule every single lunch every day. Mm-hmm. And like, let me go full force back into all these extracurriculars that I love and miss. And then I also think about last spring and I'm like, I've never been more overworked and busy in my life. Like I like couldn't call anyone. I like couldn't have time for a phone call.
You said you didn't want that on this pod. You've said, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. And that's what I'm scared of. I think when you're like, what's your biggest fear? I'm like, the fact that I have this like awareness, like it's so concrete. I have so much concrete evidence of like what I feel like was not beneficial to me. And that I don't really know how to balance like the buying in. Cause I agree. That's when I'm also most happiest, which is why it gets confusing because I'm like, if I'm buying in, I'm like fully committed to the bit. Then I'm also like, oh, remember for the last like 4 months when I was like, this wasn't good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's my biggest fear. I'm like, I don't want to like lose what I feel like I'm like learned here and like invested in myself. Because I don't really know how to buy in without being like, you know, it's literally back to the William Derezwitz episode. It's like back on the treadmill. How do you buy in without being like stuck?
Yeah. I mean, the like, it's basically saying like you have a treadmill and it's going, if we're going to go with that metaphor, and then you step off completely. And now we're trying to get back on it, but walk on a treadmill that's like set for eight, like on level 8 out of 10. It's just like, no, you can't, like, it's really, really hard to do that.
Good metaphor.
I don't know if you can do that. Like, that's the thing is like, unless you're going to like the only way to do it is like kind of be 1 foot in, 1 foot out, like kind of not be completely immersed in the world. And I think it's painful not to do that. I think it can be pretty isolating. And like, I mean, it is isolating. I've done it. Like, I've had those moments at Yale where I'm like, no, like, I'm not doing this whole culture. I'm going to do it my way. And it hurts. It's probably been my least favorite moments at Yale. I have a topic that is related to this that I want to talk to you about that I'm a little... It's just weird voicing this on the podcast. But I have been kind of ping-ponging back and forth between... So I'm going to be taking 5 credits next semester. And like, that's like kind of...
same.
Yeah, which is like, for people that don't go to Yale, that's like kind of like the expected, but like high-end expected of what you take at Yale. Like some people could take 6, but rarely people do that.
You have to five get is dean's like, permission.
But like 5 is like, at some point at Yale, you're going to have to take some semesters of 5 credits. But it's a lot. And I don't know. I keep ping-ponging back and forth because I'm like, well, why am I doing this, first of all? Like, just so I can graduate on time, basically, and meet all my requirements. When I know that it's going to be miserable. Like, I haven't ever enjoyed a semester where I've taken 5 credits. And, like, I've purposely played the system so that I really don't have to take 5 credits that often, which has been lovely. It gives me way more free time when I'm taking, like, 4, 4.5 credits. So then my brain's like, okay, maybe I take an extra semester. Maybe I like walk with my class so I can still graduate on time with everyone. And then come back in the fall and just finish up there. And like, then I could like take like 4 classes and then 3 credits and then 4 and take my time writing my thesis. Like basically like prolong college, because both I'm in a privileged position to be able to do that. And I'm really lucky to do that. But also like why rush college when like it's both advantageous to be a student in many ways. And it would make it less stressful and more fun. But that being said, I can't really imagine doing another like half a year, like, which is so sad to say that about your college, but like, I don't really want to do, like, I want to be out in the real world. Like, I don't want to have to take another half a semester. And I kind of feel like shame that I say that. Like, I wish I had like the experience of college where I was like, oh my God, like, I wish I would do anything to go back. Like, of course, I would totally want to extend my time. And I don't. And now I'm just in this weird thing where it's like, well, why? So I'm either committing to a year and a half of like, I don't know, it'll be fun, but like intense work and pretty difficult and like hard and what we've just talked about, which is like a lot of things that aren't fun. Or like make it 2 years and like take my time and enjoy it more. But like in the context of being at a place that I really don't know if I want to be at longer than a year and a half.
I've like felt all of those things and talked about all of this for probably cumulative 10 hours with Ella this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm fully like, I don't think there's a better school for me than Yale. I'm like, let me say it on fucking camera.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. And I think I'm like, it's really hard school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we knew this going in, right? I'm like, we knew it was going to be a hard school. And I think sometimes a lot of our like qualms with it, or I'll say mine at least, my complaints, that's at the root of it. That I'm like, it's so much work and a school shouldn't be like this. And I think there are bigger issues with like whatever elite education that like these elite colleges are kind of designed to be impossible. Like everyone is like getting through Yale or succeeding at Yale is about learning what you like can not do to mm-hmm. still succeed, whatever. Like we've talked about a million times, even the most basic example of professors being like, you can't do all this reading, mm-hmm. pick and choose, try and pass the test, whatever. Like that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And this, that, sort of culture is so ingrained in the school. And so I totally agree with you. It makes sense. And I'm like, I would rather take my time. I'd rather be enjoying my classes and graduate in the fall the next year. I'm also like, there are so many factors that go into me not wanting to do that. Besides everything you mentioned, I'm also just like, I think we are both people who think about like the course of our life in terms of like, I'm going to be in college for 4 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very type A.
Yeah, it's not, we're not like, yes, we're abroad. We're doing all this like kind of crazy spontaneous stuff, but we're not like loosey goosey generally mm-hmm. with like our plans or our structure or like how we imagine things going and then changing that. It feels like a huge shift in your life course to not graduate.
No, it really isn't, but yeah.
Even though it's not, right. That's my point. I'm like, it's like
blip.
Extra 4 months.
Yeah.
And I like still be the same age. Like it's really not anything crazy. I think it would be really hard, especially if to like walk with our grade and then
and
be
then
like, I'm
back.
Not done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be like hell inducing mission to go on. Can I say one more thing? Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is adding a new layer to the conversation, but I feel like it sounds like I'm crying this whole episode because I'm just like clearing my throat.
She's crying,
but
guys.
I
see it right now. Tears are coming down her head.
Part of my big talk with Ella also was that like this feels so entirely like a gap semester.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting to just reflect on that because everyone who I like really looked up to in high school, adult mentors, everyone was like, take a gap before college,
mm-hmm.
regardless of COVID, like before COVID happened.
Yep.
And I was like, no. And I'm just like, I don't even really know why I was so adamantly against that idea. But now I'm like, part of what I think about with going back is that I don't want to be one of those people who's like, oh my God, when I was abroad, when I was living in Amsterdam, I learned blah, 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 blah. I'm also like, I've literally never learned more about myself or like how to be with myself in such a short period. And it's so crazy to me to think about how we are in such a minority.
Yeah.
Going back to Yale. That's part of what really scares me. I'm like,
tiny. No one else. Like it's actually insane.
Yeah. And I don't mean it in like a self-aggrandizing way. Like we've learned more. We've like whatever. I just mean there are real like outlook life changes that
yeah.
happen. And it's really like talking with all these people from Wesleyan, I'm like, everyone from their school goes abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, there's so many people in my program from Tulane. Like they're all going to come back and be like, 2,000 of us were abroad. Like let's all like now we have this in common. And I think it's going to be weird coming back to a place where the question is like, why did you even go? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why did you even leave?
I mean, yeah, that's a really good point. And I think it's going to be really difficult. I think that, like, in that, I think the thing that I most fear is the generalization of stories and experiences, I think. Like, I don't know if that resonates, but, like, I guess, like, I don't know. I think about this a lot with my silent retreat, which is, like, whenever, like, people ask me about it, like, I will never be able to capture it with words, you know? Like, mm-hmm. It was such a special experience, for an emotional roller coaster for me. And, like, same with this. Like, I mean, I can tell you, oh, yeah, like, I had a great time, XYZ, XYZ. But, like, unless you're listening to the podcast, like, you're not really going to get the, like, the complex, like, emotional journey and excitement and incredible liberation, but also, like, fear that I've gone through this semester. Mm-hmm. And, like, to, like, just say, oh, yeah, like, it was good. Like, I had so much fun. Like, I ate a lot of food. Like, it just does the experience and my life story so, it does it such injustice.
Yeah.
And I think you lose because we get in such a habit of, like, I guarantee when we go back, we'll be saying the exact same script, like, 20 or 40 or 50 different times to, like, different people. Like, it loses, you kind of recreate the memory in your own head by telling people so many different, the same thing over and over. And yeah, it would be magical if I could just snap and just be back into the groove and, like, nothing's changed, but I've changed. The people around me has changed. And, like, it's not going to be that simple. And people are going to ask why.
Yeah. I think it's so interesting. That reminds me of, like, you and Samuel. Shout out Samuel.
Both
came back from your respective silent retreats. I miss Samuel so much. I'm like, I love you. First guest ever. When you guys both came back from your silent retreats, you were both like, I'm not talking to people about it. Like, you both had, like, and obviously you both did in your own ways at different times. But I remember with him, at least, it was like a specific amount of time that he was like, I'm not going to talk about it to anyone because I need to, like, reflect on how it was actually and how I feel. And that's so important, and I feel like pretty impossible for us.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the one optimistic view, okay? Because I don't have much, like, I think it's gonna be really hard, Lula. Like, I think it's gonna be way harder actually than we expect. Like,
okay, great. That's the optimistic view.
But I think the optimistic view is, I think at least I have a lot of vivid memories of sophomore year, you and I being really, really disappointed by the weekend.
Mm.
Like, the only time where we could relax, and then relaxing looked like kind of going to these, like, parties that we didn't really, really want to go to, and, like, doing these things that we didn't really want to do. And I don't know about you, but I think that both of us have found a lot of wisdom in, like, what we want.
Yeah.
Being abroad, and, like, what my ideal Friday and Saturday night look like, and what my ideal Monday and Tuesday night look like. And, but not when, no.
Votes.
Votes. But, like,
I think that is really important.
And I just hope, you and I can, like, keep each other in check. I'm like, I actually was reflecting on, like, the list of 23 things that we wanted to bring into the new year, which we do, and we'll probably, I hope we do again this year.
Oh my God, I want to, like, listen back to that. I don't even remember. Okay.
I mean, I don't remember all of them, but I do think that I did, like, a good amount of them. Like, I think that, like, this, specifically abroad, has allowed me to, like, really find what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know, hopefully we can keep each other in check and, like, make sure that at least, like, during the free time that we do, even if it's minimal, we're doing the things that we want to do and not the things that we feel like we should do, or the feel like the things that, like, everyone else is doing and, like, we have to do. And I guess that's kind of what I mean by, like, retreating. Like, maybe I fear retreating, but, like, maybe that's what, like, the soul is like, yeah, maybe I don't want to go out tonight. Maybe I want to, like, get in bed and, like, watch a movie. And, like, that's okay.
That's a really good point. Because I think at the core of it, it's, like, losing what we feel like we've found we innately want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, here we have, like, literally no clue what to do, came in knowing no one, had to, like, set everything for ourselves.
Yeah.
Also, let me take that thought into, like, the bigger picture thing, like, back to what we were talking about before with, like, it seems crazy to like that it would be such a life shift to add on an extra semester or prolong an extra semester, whatever. A big thing Elle and I were talking about was that like the only things that like this is gonna sound like crazy when I say it, but like the only things that have significance are what you give significance. Like in life, it's sort of like this optimistic nihilism thing we talked about with Tillman. Shout out Tillman.
Shout out Tillman. We've been shouting out so many. Yeah, it's awesome.
So many shout outs.
I love it.
But I'm like, it's because I'm in my gratitude era. I'm like reflecting on everything. But it's really like not having to know what you are going to do can be so freeing. And like my instinct is to be so anxious, so averse to thinking about it, so avoidant. I'm also like, it doesn't really matter at all what happens with any of it, and that makes me so excited.
That's nice.
I'm like trying to be like, that's exciting, you know what I mean?
Like, no, but I like that you feel that way.
I'm just thinking about like, even when I was doing class registration, I was like, oh my God, I'm like not, I have zero classes. I registered for nothing. And I was like, obviously that's not going to be the case in like another month or another week even. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously it's going to change. And the whole idea of like prolonging college, or like, at least in my head, a lot of it has to do with like, well, what am I going to do after college anyway? And I'm trying to be like, all of that is like undecided. And I think it's so exciting to be able to like, oh, I'm thinking of a quote that I wish I could remember.
I hate when that happens.
I hate, this happens to one of us every episode. It's something about like, it's a blessing to not know what you want to do, because you're going to have to like learn what you want to do. And like, that means you're going to be exploring more and asking more questions. Okay. Yes, Jude, shaking your head.
Yeah. I just like, okay. So yes, I agree with that. But then like for me, I'm so invigorated and excited by like the unknowing space that lays after college, but same. It doesn't feel like it's unknowing space that like lies in front of me before, like for me going back to college. Like, I know I have to take these classes. I know I have to do this and this and this. I know I have to get this and this. Like, I know I have to do these assignments. Like, I know, I get it. Like, an institution is telling me what I have to do and like what classes I have to take, even when I'm not that excited by some of them. And it's just like, come on. Like, no, that cannot be sense. Like, I can't trick myself into being like, oh, I'm excited for that. I will. Watch me. I'll do the impossible. But
watch
like...
me. But there are other things that we can be excited about.
Yeah. I like my, oh, go.
No, go.
Well, I was just going to say my priority 100% is going to be making my home feel like home. Hugle. I think that is also a big variable that can change, is that now living off campus, like we can feel a little bit more separation from the bubble and like kind of create a space. Like, we were talking a little bit this about like SAD or like seasonal affective disorder, right? Like creating a space that like really like rejuvenates you and like makes you feel like safe. I think that's going to be my biggest goal.
It's so interesting. I just like got into a whole, literally when you're saying that, got into a whole thought process about like, oh my God, am I going to stay off campus senior year or move back on campus?
Mm.
And I was like, that is such an unnecessary spiral right now. And like not even living on the same continent.
Not living in the unknown.
And it's so, this is when I like, I take back everything I said for the last 10 minutes, because I'm like, at the end of the day, I am so anxious. Like, at the end of the day, I'm so anxious to go back. And I agree with what you said, that it's not, there's so much less, well, no. Now I'm going back on that, too. I was going to say, there's so much less, like, space. Is that the word you used? At Yale, to be like, there's so much unknown. I can make whatever I want of this. Then I'm also like, I'm going back on that, because if you told me, this time freshman year, that I was going to have a podcast and be in a band, and those were both going to be things that came out of Yale, I'd be like, no, why would I
do
that?
So true. So true.
So I'm like, you know what? Two sides to every coin. No conclusions in this episode.
No conclusions in this episode. Definitely no. I don't think I could even try and make a conclusion, because it's just like so, I just ping pong back and forth so often. It's kind of crazy. Because there are things, like, I mean, I think we're spending a lot of the time talking about the angst. And I know at the very beginning we talked about the, like, kind of things we're looking forward to. But, like, there are true things that I'm like, oh, I'm really excited. Like, I miss Yale. Like, I miss this. So, like, I do feel like I have moments where I'm like, oh, I'm excited to go back. But, like, the deep-rooted is the fear, anxiety, and just, like, oh, God. Like, I just feel like I like, a like, you know, like the little boy inside that's like, oh, like, I don't want to go back to school after like like summer vacation.
Yeah.
Like, you just had a great summer vacation. You're like, yeah, I'm excited to see all my friends and like be like wear my new backpack to class. But like,
I
also
know.
it's like, oh no, like what happens? And like the like spiraling. Yeah, I mean, that definitely is how I'd say my like inner child is right now.
I also feel like I always had that. I remember always being like unable to sleep the night before the first day of school. But I'm also like, so much of that for me at least is so much excitement. Like, really, I get so excited about like a new begin. We know my whole thing. This is why I was like, let's do the 23 things we're looking forward to.
New beginning.
I love an excuse for a new beginning. And I also have to say, this is something I'm so excited about. I'm like, let me think of things I actually know that I'm excited about that are not going to change. So you were talking about this last night, that it's so crazy, not crazy, but I'm like, compared to our home experiences, it's crazy going to school here where no one lives on any sort of campus. And I'm like, that to me is actually one of the best parts of college.
Living on campus.
Yeah. And like living in proximity to your friends. And like, you're talking about like making my home feel like a home. And like, I know what my Friday and Saturday nights wouldn't look like. I'm like, that's so much more accessible now. Like, here, I was sitting in a coffee shop yesterday, like waiting this hour between two of my classes. And I like just kept seeing all these like groups of people like reuniting, like they hadn't seen each other in a week. And I was like, why are you guys all reuniting like in this random coffee shop? And then I was like, because you all probably like live an hour away from school, and where else are you going to convene?
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't have like a common room. And I'm just like, that is something I'm so grateful for.
Yeah.
Because I feel like so many of my like really, really positive relationships from school are from like having little living room-esque spaces where everyone like congregates. And yes, I've gotten annoying because my suite has never ever locked the door. And I'm like, there are always a rotation of 80 people. But I'm like, I've met so many people that I never would have met. I've spent so much crazy quality time with people I've never would have met. And that is exciting to me. You know,
yeah.
I'm like, there are things like that that can't exist here that I'm like, ah, it makes me excited.
Yeah. I guess like,
you're like, I'm not.
No, I am excited. Like, all of those, I mean, I don't have that at specific, I mean, I love your common room, but like, I don't know, like, I definitely have my own things I'm really excited by. It's just like, I think it's like important. I think my, like, not takeaway from this conversation, because I think I think it's important to continue remembering what we are excited about, because we are growing back. Like, that's just a truth. And not like pretend and sugarcoat that it's going to be easy and that like we're so excited. Like it's going to be hard to be in such a different place. And like, I think I talked to a lot of people from like here and like, oh my God, I'm so scared. And I feel like there's a general like agreement with that. And then I talked to people that are currently at Yale and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm so excited. You know? And,
for
like,
what?
Just
for
being
next
back.
Month.
You know, I'm so excited to see you and whatever. But like, I think that both sides don't, like, I'm not really clear of, like, I don't show my conflicting emotions and anxiety and excitement to anyone, right? And so, I mean, I show it to you.
Except the whole internet.
And now the entire internet. Thank you.
Sorry. It's so funny about us. I feel like this is a release to do, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm like, no one bring up this conversation to me in real life. Don't say it to my face. But I'm like, right now, I feel much like more aware of how I'm feeling, even though there are obviously so many conflicting sides. I've gone back on every single statement I've said this whole hour, but I feel more aware of them at least. And I'm like, that's a step. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because before this, I was like, I don't even know how I feel other than conflicted. Nah. Yeah. Other than like nonverbal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That was
this
my
was
buffalo.
Lovely. Thank you for bringing that buffalo in.
Yes.
You're like, I need to like
I need to take a
go
sec.
On a run or something.
Cold plunge.
Cold plunge. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening, you all. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how to like wrap it up. Do you have any ideas, Lula, or should we just wrap it up?
No, I'm like, I don't know. I think it's just important to be like leaning into conversations that I feel like I have internal and external like pushback on. That was like my buffalo. I was like, that could have been a more general thing rather than like going back into Yale. But I just feel like as we prepare to go back and like want to take in the things we've learned about ourselves here and like what we want at our core, like outside of a, I don't know, very alluring bubble, I'm like, it's helpful to verbalize them, I think.
I will also just add on to that, because I think that's a good point, that like, I don't know if this is just me, but I think humans really like a through line, like a story, like literally what we're doing right now, like trying to kind of connect all of this. I think it's just something that's like compulsive in our, and at least me, but I think in just human nature. And it's okay to see the complexities. Like I have a lot of internal conflicts and a lot of things where parts of me disagree with other parts. Not just about going back to Yale, in many different aspects of my life. And I think that like I try and like kind of like connect them all and like thread the loop and try and find like it all and how it all makes sense and how they could all be true at once, even though they're completely contradictory. But like sometimes life is just confusing and complex, and like that's okay.
And it's exciting that we get to figure it out.
We get to figure it out, exactly.
We get to explore it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I love you, Lula.
Love you. Okay, wait, do the outro.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's give them what they want.
The end.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening, you guys. We will see you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.